Hello Virgo, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, March the 25th and the whole week ahead. There's a Sun conjunct Venus in Aries today, which means for you a very sexy period is awakening. Oh yes, this is great if you have desires or passions, but those things that are based on genuine love, even unconditional love, these are the things that will work. If you're doing anything for your own gain or through selfish motives, it will blow up in your face. Here's your Sunday stars, a lovely aspect. Mercury, Uranus, full of ideas, full of bright ideas, and the more you can use them, the better. Now, yesterday I talked about unconditional love, and today I'm talking about a bright mind, a clever mind, an ingenious mind. And in many ways, this is the way forward for you now. Because the more you can bring to bear your thoughts, your ideas, your originality, the more money you will make, especially in a partnership. Here's your Monday stars. Mars is in Taurus and the link to Neptune is lovely. This is highly romantic. It's highly sexual as well. I told you, this is a very enlightened period for your sex life and your sexuality in general. But this is also about looking and seeing where opportunity lies. And in many ways, it lies away from your country of birth or away from where you are living. It's well worth considering traveling for all kinds of reasons. Here's your Tuesday stars. There's a new moon in Aries. And in many ways, this aspect is good if you're a Virgo who's expecting nothing because you will get everything. Don't expect too much now because you will end up with nothing. It's a strange, perverse aspect. But nonetheless, what it says is, as one person fails or falters or has bad fortune, so the stronger you get and the more you will get good fortune through somebody else's demise. And here's your Wednesday stars. Mercury's link to Saturn is great. For you in particular, it is good in a number of ways. It's good for home and family affairs. It's good for business arrangements and agreements. Mercury and Saturn together are very, very, they crystallize ideas. So earlier in the week, Mercury and Uranus have great ideas, but they could be a flash in the pan. Mercury, Saturn says, let's take that great idea and make use of it. Get my drift? And here's your Thursday stars. Jupiter square to Pluto is difficult. And the biggest difficulty that could manifest now for you as a Virgo is money. Keep your money safe. Keep your money propped up. Put your money into investments. But most importantly, don't do anything financially you cannot afford to do. And if you're borrowing money from anybody or any institution, make sure it's bona fide. Don't take anything from anyone who could be labelled a crook. Here's your Friday stars. Your ruling planet Mercury is now going to move into Taurus, which is wonderful. Mercury is of the mind, but also the quicksilver planet. So this is perfect for you to arrange holidays, travel plans, whether for business, whether for pleasure, it doesn't really matter. But I kind of feel that whatever trips you make or take at this time could well open up a new door on your life through someone you meet or a place you visit. It'll be inspiring.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.